Sudan has recorded nearly 11,000 coronavirus infections and close to 700 deaths since the first infection was reported in mid-March. Sudan's humanitarian coordinator, Guiyop San, says the COVID-19 pandemic hit the Sudanese population at a very vulnerable time.
They have been suffering from the economic crisis, which are, of course ignited the whole protest in December of 2018, and the years of conflict, recurrent climatic shocks, such as now we are seeing desert locust and various disease of outbreaks with flood. So it's a dire situation.
Son says the pandemic also caught Sudan at a particularly bad time because the country was just beginning to transition into civilian and democratic rule after the fall of former President Omar al-Bashir in April 2019. On Sunday, the United Nations Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs, or OCHA, launched an addendum to the 2020 Humanitarian Response Plan, in which it asked the international community to come up with $283 million to assist 6.7 million Sudanese impacted by COVID-19.
Our appeal to mobilize $283 million to address some of the key gap areas, including food security, because we are afraid that there will be far more people who will go hungry. And if we do not provide urgent food assistance, many will suffer from not only hunger, but also from malnutrition. And it could be a severe impact on especially the most vulnerable, such as pregnant women and children.
Sun says millions of Sudanese who work in the informal sector and depend on daily work to feed their families have lost their income because of COVID-19 measures aimed at curbing the spread of the virus. Farmers are also having a hard time accessing seeds and planting crops during the current rainy season, which will only worsen the country's already dire food security situation. If funding is secured, Sun says, half of the money will be used for vaccinations.
It's directly related to making sure that that we have sufficient vaccinations to be provided to the children, and so there's no gap, or that we have enough supplies to treat malaria, cholera, and number of outbreak of disease that usually come with the rainy season.
The other half of the $283 million would be used for things like food and protection, according to Son.
There has been an increasing number of domestic violence cases, and we are witnessing that across the world, a rise in domestic violence and the need for us to make sure that we are able to provide timely support to the victims and also kind of continue our protection services.
Earlier this month, the humanitarian partners released Sudan's Integrated Food Security Phase Classification, or IPC, report, which said close to 10 million Sudanese face high acute food insecurity because of conflict, high inflation, and the COVID-19 pandemic. For VOA News, I'm Nabil Biagio in Washington.